This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're still live from the California Jam here, and it's just a wonderful time. In fact, it's been so great to connect with Brandi Vaughn that I didn't let her go. She's here for a little bit longer before her next meeting. And, of course, if you don't know about Brandi, we've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've been talking a lot about the campaign to raise awareness. And this is not a, it's just another awareness campaign. This is really a practical one. And then it's looking for solutions regarding the inevitable, at this point as it seems, federal mandate coming down the pike to force everybody, including adults, to get vaccinated. This is the big profit center of Big Pharma owning your government and establishing the one world religion. No, not Christianity, Judaism, or Islam, but the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism. And that's what we're talking about today. We're going to be joined a little later this hour by Carrie Lewis from Awake California, strategically working toward repealing, overturning SB 277, or finding ways for kids to not be assaulted who want to go to school, public or private here in California. Right now you have homeschool options. They say you have medical exemption options, but good luck finding a doctor who would actually write a medical exemption because they fear for their licenses when they start writing these exemptions. Now, this hour, unhealthy environment, a factor in one quarter of deaths in the year 2012. I would say it's a lot higher than that, but it does lend itself to what we discuss here on this show and have for many years, the law of the terrain. The environment or the milieu being the determining factor in health or disease, not necessarily a pathogen. And as Brandi said last hour, it's not just one thing, it's everything. And this is a nice article that comes to that perspective. And epigenetics is another factor that recognizes how the environment impacts human and animal health as opposed to being genetic determinism.
Right. And I think that one of the things that I like to talk about is that we all have a chemical threshold, and it's all different genetically. And whatever we're exposed to in terms of toxic chemicals, be it through our food with GMOs and pesticides, be it through the air, water pollution, these are all a factor. And so we see all of these huge environmentally toxic cause disease, and yet nobody wants to talk about vaccines. And those same chemicals that are in the food, air, and water are in vaccines. And when you inject something, it is far, far more potent than when you ingest it.
Yes.
So we all have a chemical threshold. We're exposed to a lot of things that we can't even control in our daily lives. But vaccines and our food, those are things we can control. And vaccines need to be a part of this conversation. Pharma has been very good at keeping it out of the conversation when we talk about diseases of environmentally toxic diseases.
It's interesting.
Like autoimmune issues.
Yeah, you bring up that issue. And I've got an article here on CNN. It says, study of mercury in fish brings call to strengthen government guidelines. So like you said, they'll acknowledge it with certain sources that don't have a lobbying committee on their behalf to say, no, the fish are going, no, we want to be eaten. Stop talking about mercury in us, right? There's no lobby to say that. So they can go, oh, yeah, Big Pharma doesn't have anything to do. We can say go a little tighter restriction on fish.
Right.
But when we talk about mercury in other things, like the dental amalgam issue, mercury amalgams, the FDA knew decades ago about the danger especially posed to children and women of childbearing age who were pregnant. and yet they have yet to act on that information to call for an outright ban on the use of mercury in placing the teeth of babies, children, and moms-to-be. So this is a political and an economic issue, yet I know if you have a 501c3 nonprofit, they say you can't get political, but on some level, everything seems to be political.
Right. I mean, it is. But at the same time, we have to think how much can we change the political scene right now? We probably can. We have some interesting candidates coming up. And the way we really have a power as a people is with the awareness and the education and getting this information out there. And we're in a capitalist society. It's market-driven. If nobody wants vaccines, if people understand that how dangerous they are and how they are ineffective, and that it's a whole, you know, pharma propaganda ploy, the more people we can make aware of that, the less demand there will be. And in a capitalist society, then, you know, that vaccine system is going to crumble, and then people are going to come out against it, and then we're going to start to see the real things that have been hidden from us, like, you know, the fact that there's no real safety testing for vaccine.
Right.
There's no gold standard pharmaceutical drug gold standard safety testing under vaccines. It's all
Also, there's no real free market capitalism in America. If people think that, oh, yes, we're a capitalist. No, we're not. Look at the people who don't want vaccines. Were they allowed to say no in a free market? No. What they did in California is they said, you can't say no. We mandate it. What about those of you in America who said, we don't want to participate in the medical monopoly? Oh, no, you have to. It's Obamacare. It's 100
right.
years since the Flexner Report. We can't wait any longer. We can't let you out of this.
Right.
That's not free market capitalism. So those of you who think that America is a capitalistic country, I got news for you. It's long since passed. It hasn't happened in a long time. This is crony capitalism or crapitalism playing itself out in the medical industrial complex. They own your government lock, stock, and barrel, which is why they are fighting. The mainstream media doesn't want the candidate race at the end of the day for president to be Trump versus Sanders. Because say what you will about either of them, and we can always find there's always faults to be found. We know that's just human nature. But say what you want on this level. These are people that are not likely to kowtow to the demands of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Therefore, they must be discredited. They must be at all costs destroyed before they could actually take the mantle of the chief executive officer of the United States of America Incorporated. Don't get me started. Brandy, save me. Somebody stop me.
I know. I mean, there's a lot going on the scenes here. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and kind of discouraged about the situation, but I just have to think that, you know, I get up and I do what I do every day for a reason, and that we are, you know, light bearers on the forefront of this, and we have the privilege to know what we know and to be enlightened and to be aware and to be able to protect ourselves. Whereas, you know, a lot of the population doesn't even know they need to know. And that's our job, is to get in front of them and not allow them to live in this denial and this world where they aren't awake any longer. So
let's talk about the people that aren't supposed to know and the mainstream media that's not supposed to disseminate the information. You know about Kim Kardashian? Who doesn't know?
Oh, I've heard of her.
Right, right. It's not something we talk about or follow much here at all on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but there's a story here. Super Don, this is great. Kim Kardashian is furious as her sister comes out as a conspiracy theorist. Remember when they used the term conspiracy theorist to discredit you, what they're saying is that we don't like critical thinking. We don't like people who engage critical skills of mental cognition to analyze and come to a different conclusion. So the Kardashian family evidently trying to silence and control this other Kardashian, her name, Kylie Jenner. She's speaking about what? The dangers of chemtrails and the vaccine agenda. Suddenly, they're saying, oh my gosh, we've got to shut Kylie up because she can destroy our vast media empire of nothingness, right? What's important? Nothing. Is she talking about something important, Kylie Jenner? Yes.
Yeah.
Spraying of chemicals overhead, injecting chemicals into our children, and suddenly now she's a kook, she's crazy, and they're trying to keep her away from, I think, Kanye West. Is that the Superdon? Is it Kanye West? He's connected to all of this, too? I think it is.
He's married to Kim.
Yeah, Kanye.
There was another rapper, I don't know, it was like a month ago, who goes by B.O.B. mm-hmm. that came out with some tweets and stuff about the Earth being flat.
Mm-hmm. Is he also talking about chemtrails and vaccines, though?
You know, I don't remember. He was the flat Earth guy.
Okay, because you remember what I said about the flat earthers. They are here to discredit anybody with critical thinking skills because these people have gone off the deep end that doesn't exist in their worldview of a flat Earth. And so if they can blind people and say, oh, see, that person who asked about vaccines or chemtrails, they're just like the flat earthers because that's so patently absurd. And so this is how that game is played, a psychological manipulation. So I find this Kardashian story the first time interesting to discuss on the Robert Scott Bell Show because Kylie's tweeting about things that she's finding very engaging, intriguing, and very concerning to her. And I guess she's part of the millennial generation. She must be younger. And they're saying suddenly now she's crazy, she's kooky, we got to keep her away from Kanye, and we got to stop her or else she's going to destroy our billion-dollar media empire built on nothing but gossip. Unless I missed something somewhere, Don. I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting that when you talk about reality, when you talk about truth, I mean, you know, it's facts that back this up. There's, you know, over 7,000 peer-reviewed independent scientific studies that are showing the toxicity of the additives and vaccines of all different things, you know, not just one thing, but of all different components.
Mm-hmm.
And it's linked to how sick our population is. And yet you speak to that and you have, you know, you educate yourself on that and you have the facts to back it up. But they just try to, you know, wash you all away or wash it all away and cover it up when, you know, words like crazy and quack and all of that. And, you know, I love this quote that says the truth goes through three different stages. And, you know, we're almost there. You know, they are feverishly going up against us and we know.
Violently
and then
opposing.
Yeah, right. And then eventually the third step and people, it becomes
self-evident.
Exactly. And, you know, that's where we're at. And they are getting desperate. Pharma's getting desperate. And they have people paid to slander these people, anyone who comes out. But if we all come out, you know, and one of the things I'm working on is getting a larger group of well-known, well-followed people, mm-hmm. not necessarily the Kardashians, but getting a group of them to come out at the same time and really just... Hey, this is reality here. You know, we have the facts. We're educated.
Come out of the vaccine closet, right?
Exactly.
Now, people like Rob Schneider have done so. Jenny McCarthy has. She's afraid to talk about this anymore because they've attacked her in her career. So, anyway, folks, this is the time to speak out unless you want the mandate to include you, not only your children, but you at any age. Forced federal vaccination. Is it on the horizon?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
For adults as well.
For adults as well.
We're going to be rolling up our sleeves.
Not
we
here,
don't take
not
action.
Now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can count on that. Back with more powerful healing after this. RobertScottBell.com for all the links and show notes.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So I've been sitting down during the show, now I'm standing up. Super Don, do you have any clue why? Because we can't figure out if sitting down is going to kill me, or standing up is going to kill me, or anybody, or sitting and standing, doing squats. That could be deadly. Don't do it. And we've been talking about science with Brandy Vaughn for the last hour and a half and having a great time on the issue of vaccines and other things. But it turns out that the standing desk health benefits are not proven, Super Don. So maybe we're going to have to rethink this standing up, sitting down thing. I don't know. Maybe I should do this show lying down. Should I do it standing on my head? I'm just confused. What shall I do?
You know, it was several months ago when this whole thing started about sitting being the new smoking, right? Sitting is the new smoking. So people started thinking, all right, well, so we should stand up. I mean, that's the solution to sitting, right, would be standing. So then they come out with, well, you know what, standing's bad for you too. So we have been confused on this show as to what it is science is trying to prove here. And just recently, I don't know if you saw this, but it's been making the rounds on TV that this company has started making these standing desks where you put this thing on top of your regular stationary desk and it allows you the opportunity to be able to lift your desktop with you and stand and work.
Those are cool innovations. I think they're awesome.
I'm thinking, all right, finally, somebody came out with something innovative because sitting's the new smoking, right? It's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, here comes this article now talking about how they have not yet proven whether standing is good for you or not. And I'm thinking, all right, listen, if standing is the new smoking, would it not make sense, or if sitting is the new smoking, would it not make sense that standing would be the cure for that? But science has not yet proven that. So I don't know what to do anymore.
It's just not real.
Do we sit?
Right.
Do we stand?
The point
is to figure out how to levitate so you don't have to do either one.
Oh, there you go. We could do the show in levitation mode. That's a good point. But this is the thing, Brandy. Science doesn't say. Science, it's like Simon Says when we were kids. Remember that game? Simon Says, and then you don't do it and you're out. I think that's part of the programming. Now, I just thought about that for the first time. That game is part of the programming to have people accept authority.
Right.
Simon Says. And so science doesn't say, or science says, or if they keep it purposefully confused that we're not sure, we need more money, just send more money. That's what we're dealing with on the vaccine issue as well. When they claim we don't know what we're talking about, yet Dan Murphy represents and presents the peer-reviewed literature over blood-brain barrier. The CDC.gov website has all of the vaccine ingredients that we are called conspiracy theorists for bringing up. I don't know what's theoretical about that. It's on the website of the Centers for Disease Control.
Right, and there's over 7,000 independent, a.k.a. not pharma-sponsored, studies showing the toxicity of the additives in vaccines, all different types of that, the heavy additives, the heavy metals, the preservatives, the stabilizers, all of it. So the science actually is quite clear. Vaccines are not safe, and they are not effective. So, you know, but that's not going to sell. That's not going to make pharma shareholders happy.
Yeah.
And recently there was an interview with, I think it was Valiant's CEO, and he came out and he said, I don't know why people think we're in the business of public health. We're in this, we're a business. We care more about profit, shareholder profit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, finally, there's some truth, because I don't, you know, we've been brainwashed with this whole, you know, don't question authority, doctors, you need doctors, doctors know, they're the experts, you know, all of this. Mm-hmm. Science is a religion, not to question. And then, you know, so we get into this brain, this mindset, and we give our power away, and we don't do our own research, and we trust what we're told. And pharma doesn't make money off keeping us healthy. Mm-hmm. They would make no money if we were all healthy. They make money off of it, keeping us sick.
For ongoing disease. And if I call vaccines the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical pseudoscientific drugging. There is no drug deficiency disease. It doesn't exist. And it's also why I call it a medical degree, because they haven't used the sense that God gave them when they got that degree to promote something so unscientific, so soundly dangerous and irresponsible that it borderlines or crosses the borderline to criminality based on the blood-brain barrier discovery or revelations of Dr. Dan Murphy here at California Jam. So,
right, and it's a cradle-to-grave customer. You know, you vaccinate. We have the U.S. has the highest infant mortality rate in the developed world, and we have the highest first-aid death rate. We are the only country that gives hepatitis B to newborns. It's a sexually transmitted disease. I mean, there is absolutely no reason, and we have the highest first-aid death rate in the developed world. So we need to put this together, and pharma's creating a cradle-to-grave customer.
You're right, but not here.
Not with
Brandy Vaughn. And we're gonna have you back on anytime. You know that. You have an open door policy here. You're doing
great work.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Yes. LearnTheRisk.org.
LearnTheRisk.org.
Please help us get this information out there.
When we come back, Carrie Lewis is going to join us from Awake California, strategies to reverse SB277.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I've had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As we begin wrapping up here at the California Jam, what a wonderful event it was. And I encourage you, if you have a chance next year, to be at it. I've heard the theme is love. Vitamin L, my favorite. Now, maybe because they want me back. I don't know. We'll find out. Super Don, making it sound so good. Justin on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Available 24/7, even when we're not on there. You can leave a message or go to robertscottbell.com. Give me a question or comment there. We'll eventually get to it on the air for you. Also, in a couple of weeks, we will be in Toronto, Canada. Ty Bollinger, TMB, the Doc and Detox, Daryl Wolf, and many others. Together at Total Health 2016, Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Links are in the show notes for that as well. Now, continuing our discussion of backing down the vaccine cultists is Carrie Lewis. She's here in California. She's helping to work through a group called Awake California that you can plug in through Facebook. We'll talk about it. What strategies are available to you to back down the evil that is SB 277 and mandated vaccination without exemption if you want to send your kids to private or public school. Carrie, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all the wonderful work that you do awakening people and helping bring attention to this because there's so much censorship around this issue. California seems like it was the ground zero for the vaccine mandates, although Mississippi had taken them away, the personal exemption and the religious belief as well, and actually they now have the highest infant mortality rate in the country. And it just makes me sick and sad to think that, you know, this is what's in store for California if we don't wake the public up. And I liked what you were talking about with Brandi Bohn and her Learn the Risk campaign because she is putting out these wonderful billboards that are bringing awareness and attention to the vaccine issue that people need to be awakened to. And it's so hard to get the message out, you know, with the media.
Listen, Carrie, I mean, a lot of our listeners in California, I think we have probably more listeners in California than any one state. But, of course, there are a lot of folks outside of it. And we're trying to find some silver lining in what's happened here in California, because I'm there here now, is that it's woken up the other 49 states to act very quickly when another congressional movement to do something like what happened in California in SB 277 happens. We've been able to shut down 24 to 48 hours, just about every bill that's been pushed out so far in other states, although we've also talked about the move for a federal mandate. But what can be done for all our California listeners to back down this thing that's coming down the pike that's been say, you know what, if you want to send your kids to public or private school, they're going to have to be up to date on vaccines that could kill them.
Right, exactly. Well, and the only other option that SB 277 here in California has left people with is homeschooling. That is the only way. And even the charter schools, you know, you're not allowed to meet in a group situation. It's supposed to be homeschool only. So this is going to get kind of interesting. We have some ideas. But going back to the Awake California page, we have about 3,500 people right now that are, you know, activists here in California trying to fight this bill. We have some people from other states too that are also trying to help. But our page has become a place for activists to discuss issues and discuss what's working and what isn't working. We've had a lot of analysis of failed campaigns here in California, starting with the legislative campaign that lost us California, basically, with the vaccine rights issue and the personal belief exemptions and the religious exemptions, leaving us only with medical exemptions. And then we also had the SB 792, which is for the daycare workers, preschool teachers, and parent volunteers that is forcing the flu shot on everyone. In this, I believe teachers are next. I mean, adults are next. You know, the biggest thing is educating the public, as you know, as you've been trying to do. But getting the awareness out there and having ideas thrown around of what can be done, what's effective, what isn't. Mm-hmm.
Carrie, I want to acknowledge something here because a lot of the if we can call them failures, and I think we can be direct about this, in stopping SB 277 in California, were due to groups operating in cross purposes. Even if they claimed to be against it, it was so inefficient. It was like a cluster you-know-what. And I think that some level of screening of participation, and I understand those of you who want to participate at Awake California and strategy moving forward, this is not just that, oh, I'm going to join the group, and they're going to be asking some questions if you're serious about this, because there have been too many people coming in and sabotaging this, even if they weren't aware that they were doing it.
Right. And that's the unfortunate part. I think, you know, we've had a minefield. We've had grenades thrown at us, you know, from you know, insiders, industry, pharmaceutical industry insiders. We've had you know, even sabotage within, like you said, certain trade organizations, certain groups that purport that they're on our side, but then the message became diluted or wasn't really heard, and it just, you know, the efforts fell by the wayside. We've also, you know, with the SB 277 referendum, we had someone make off with the funds of the donations, and there's not been accountability. So that's the purpose of our group, really, is to analyze what's going on. You know, some people get angry and they don't like all the criticism because we have a lot of new activists, you know, but I think it's really important for people to see what has failed. You know, that way we can learn from our mistakes and not keep repeating the same things over and over again.
Carrie,
I mean, we
so
want to move forward.
We've got to be tough enough to handle the critique, self-critique or cross-critique in this regard, not to destroy each other, but to build up and define and be honest about what didn't work. And let's not do it again, lest we be called, you know, well, insane.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I mean, there needs to be accountability. If somebody steps up, I think it's very important for people to be transparent about what they're doing. I mean, I understand that not everything can be put out on social media strategy. I mean, we can't lay it all out there. I mean, pharma is watching and the government is watching. But, you know, we do need to have some sort of transparency and accountability. And that has not happened in this movement, and especially here in California. And that has been our biggest problem. And I do believe that's why we lost SB 277. We had a dog and pony show at the legislative level when we were up there for the hearings in Sacramento and, you know, watching the show. I mean, we had people on our side of the table speaking at these hearings saying vaccines are safe and effective. I thought that they were on the other side. I couldn't believe that our side was actually saying that. So it's been very frustrating. The messaging, you know, has been muddled, and then a lot of the new activists coming up, they think, you know, they hear from this group of people the messaging that was going on up there, and they thought, oh no, that's what we've got to do. But they don't understand, no, we need to acknowledge on public record, in public, that vaccines are not safe and effective. We have to get that out there to the public. We have to get it on public record. They need to, you know, the public needs to be made aware. This is how we fight this. This is how we stop these mandates.
Well, our kung fu has to be better than their kung fu. And I think if we're not willing to learn from the things that didn't work, then forget it. Might as well pack it in at this point and leave California. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of reasons, too. It's a neat state. Weather's great. I agree. But there are certain things that I would not tolerate, and this is one of them. Of course, there's movement to repeal SB 277. I don't know how that's going on. There are perils at challenging it in the courts. If you challenge it wrong, it could set precedent. So there's a lot of danger in what can mean moving forward from here.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. That's why, you know, it's so important that we analyze what's going on and what people are doing. People don't understand that. You know, I think there's naive people in this movement, too, that they want to help and they want to do something, and then they step up, but they don't realize what they're taking on, and they tend to bite off more than they can chew, or they don't ask for the professionals to come help, you know, people that have been in this fight for a long time or understand how this all works. You know, it's important the resources that we have with our activists, we have people with very specific skill sets that are not being made, you know, nobody has been, you know, we haven't used fully our sources, you know, our resources.
Resources, yeah, exactly. Part of it is, you know, they call it resource allocation. It's like if you got somebody that's very good in a particular area, put them to work, allow them, you know, unleash them, if you will. And of course, there's been a lot of infighting and other things. This is not about anybody's ego, certainly. If you really care about the kids and the adults eventually on this issue, you're going to find out what works, and that's your focus.
Absolutely. That's the thing. There's not any place for ego in this. I mean, people need to understand that it either works or it doesn't. You know, we either move or not. And it's okay if they have an idea. Maybe we can morph it into something that will work, you know, and everything. But sometimes, you know, we get people stepping up to the plate and they're just very stubborn. This is mine. And they take ownership of it. But the problem is there's not been follow through. And there hasn't been, you know, they haven't reached out to experienced people, or they haven't, reached out to others that could help them, you know,
right.
And they've just taken it on themselves. I mean, we even had the pan recall, and that was a disaster.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was fraught with disaster from the beginning, not thought through well at all. Now, Terry, with a minute before break, what would you say is a call to action here to help the folks out in California like yourself to overturn this or in some way expand and regain the ability to exempt?
I think we need an army. We need activists, people that are willing to go out to their school boards, people that are willing to go out to city council meetings and make public comments and public statements around these issues. We need people that will write into the newspapers. We need people, you know, that are just willing to take the time and really, really help educate the public in whatever way possible. We need people, you know, that would be willing to talk to their neighbors, go door to door. I mean, we've seen what their plan is, Pharma's plan, and they want to put it everywhere. We need to do the same thing. We need an army.
Yeah.
So in order to join this army, if people would join the Awake California page, that's a start. That's where we can all, you know, come together and talk about this and,
Terry
and
Lewis,
start getting our army together.
We have the links up in the show notes. Go to Facebook, look up Wake, California. There are going to be some questions for you if you want to participate, but we want you to if you really are sincere about these efforts. And we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Didn't have time to mention the tritium, the radioactive tritium in the water off of Florida Bay. Turkey Point nuclear facility leaking fluid into the bay, and that's down near Miami. So if you're swimming in the ocean down there, take extra selenium, eat good seaweed, and get the King Bio EMF detox immediately to start counteracting what is being exposed. What are you being exposed to if you're in the water down there? Now, Super Don, we'll wrap it up here at the California Jam. I just wish you were here. You would have had a ball. Maybe we can do this next year.
Sounds like a blast. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, really great. And as you can hear, my voice is a little deeper than usual. No, I'm not pretending.
You're trying to sound more like me.
Yeah, I know. That deep, deep voice of Super Don that I have to emulate here to make the women swoon. Anyway, we had a great, great time here. And the last night, the 70s party, I didn't dress for it because I didn't have anything. But they were cool. It was awesome and great music. A little loud for my old ears, but I should have stuffed cotton in. But I went outside a little bit, chatted with some folks.
I saw some of those pictures. There was one guy there that had this absolute ginormous afro, and he took a picture with you.
Yeah, no, and you know, all these guys, they dress up, and I think their object is to get people who know them not to recognize them. And I'm hearing stories of like, who are you, right? These people that normally
some of those
know.
Guys really went all out. I mean, right down to the Angel Flight, you know, pants and the huge platform shoes and stuff. It was some great pictures.
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Pompa, I think, was one of the guys that did a really great outfit for that, but it was a blast. Like I said, this was a rowdy crowd of doctors of chiropractic and more, and we were able to let loose in a 1-2 punch with Ty Bollinger and I, and like I said, a blast. I'm looking forward to being in Toronto with the Doc of Detox next. We'll see what the Canadians can handle.
Yes, sir. And I don't know. You know, we always try and end the show on a story here that maybe sounds a little silly. And I think we found one that works.
Yes. This was rather interesting. Another new scientific study says dining in silence could reduce overeating. So it certainly wasn't what I did last night with everybody. I was dining in lots of laughter and discussion and talking. And I will say that if the opposite of this is true, I ate a lot of food while I was talking. The food was so yummy. It was farm to table organic that I ate well and I feel good. So I didn't eat too much because the quality was great, but I just don't like the thought of dining in an isolation tank. That just doesn't sound appealing to me.
Well, it's an interesting concept. Now, listen, have you ever sat next to somebody and it's been silent in the room and you listen to somebody else eat? It's usually not something that's very pleasant. The chewing and the slurping and the swallowing and, you know, and all that stuff.
Get on me for eating while I'm on the air. That's true.
Well, you know, I haven't heard you do quite that much, but... apparently the idea here is that if you listen to yourself chewing and swallowing and eating, that it's going to cause you to eat less because you're more in touch with the act of eating.
Yeah.
So
disgusted by the sound of your own chewing.
Perhaps. And they did a little test here, and they had people listening to music on headphones, and they found that the person listening to music on headphones ate more pretzels than the person listening to quiet noises.
Okay. Yeah, well, you hear that. You're like, oh, man, I sound horrible. I better stop eating now, right?
No, here's the thing, dude, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know very many people who eat in silence. I mean, unless you happen to be alone. But even then, you might, you know, turn on the TV or listen to some music. But eating is supposed to be an experience, not just with the food, but with people, with friends and family and discussing, you know, what's going on. Kind of like what you did last night, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was a festive occasion, and we just enjoyed it immensely, yes.
So, yeah, at the end of the article here, they say that, you know, the key takeaway is not to be hyper aware of all of your food's sensory properties, but to basically be mindful of your eating. So I'm thinking perhaps maybe you could work more on that rather than trying to put yourself in a sensory deprivation chamber in order to lose weight.
Enjoy good quality food with good quality friends and family. That's what we like to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Billy D and the California Jam. Also, thanks to Joni Abbott for being with us this week. She was tremendous help behind the scenes as well as on the air. Tomorrow, back for Advanced Medicine, Dr. Bitar, and then Toronto coming up for Total Health. Check it out. Links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends this is the place. You know it. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at flowquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.